When people come to Los Angeles, they buy t-shirts and coffee mugs of Hollywood or Beverly Hills, L.A. But the most distinctive gift store is the Los Angeles County Coroner. Now, as soon as you use the word coroner, people are going, oh man, that's gross and disgusting. No, it's not. It's wonderful for fans of NCIS, CSI, and a lot of those other forensic shows. And what it sells are coffee mugs and t-shirts, beach towels. They've even got a great set of LA County Coroner boxer shorts. And it serves a wonderful public service by funding a program to stop teen drunk driving. James Haslett is with the Los Angeles County CEO office and used to work over at the Coroner's store. Hi, James.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. And for those who have never heard about the store, before we talk about the move, please describe who you are, what you've got, and how you help the community.
Well, we are the LA County Coroner's office, and we're actually the largest coroner's office in the world under one roof. But one of the unique things we have is our Skeletons in the Closet gift shop. This store sells t-shirts, mugs, caps, sweatshirts, about 75 different items that we have in our store. And we've been around a little over 13 years now. And it's funny, it kind of just started at a conference with a t-shirt and a mug, and a secretary came up with the body chalk outline, which is our logo, and things kind of just took off from there. So We needed an area to fund and to take the proceeds and kind of put the money to a good cause. So we have a youthful drunk driver program, which is kind of a scared straight for first-time offenders. The judge can sentence them to our office for a four-hour class, show them some of the consequences of drinking and driving or weapons-related offenses, being in gangs, that type of thing. And then we take them down and they actually see an autopsy in progress. So if our message can make people think about buckling up or maybe not driving after that last beer, then we're really being successful. And if we can save one life through our store, then we think we've done a good thing and a good job.
Well, so tell us about the move. You've been in sort of an old, obscure building, but now you're moving back into history, I understand.
Yeah, we're in our third location, and we started in a closet, real small, and then kind of converted an office, and we've been there for about 10 years. And we recently just moved to what we call the old administration building. And it was actually the General Hospital administration building built in 1910. And, you know, everybody's familiar with the General Hospital scene from the soap opera. And that's the hospital that's directly behind this building. It's really neat. It's been completely restored. Everything from the woodwork is mahogany wood. The craftsmanship from that time is just amazing. But inside the store, you know, it's great. We have a great sense of humor, and there's all kinds of neat things in there.
Last item, then. Where are you, and what are your hours?
We are at 1104 North Mission Road, like I said, real close to the General Hospital there. And it's right where the 5 and the 10 freeway cross. And you just walk up the stairs. You'll notice the building right when you turn in. The little side street there is Workman, but the actual address is 1104 North Mission Road. And you just walk up the stairs, and we're the first door right on the right in the lobby there. And we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday.
James, thanks for your time.
All right, Scott. Good talking to you.